I had this question that I wanted to throw you guys out. That I wanted to throw out to you guys.
Okay.
Please don't throw us out.
I'm sorry.
We only have like half hour left.
I thought the show was okay today. I don't know why you want to throw me out.
And I got to thinking about this because the house that I bought a few months back has mainly all hardwood floors. And so there's carpet, the master, well, there's three bedrooms. And there's carpet in all three of the bedrooms. And so then the rest of it is hardwood floors, except the bathrooms have tile. And the one chore that I absolutely, and I don't know why, because I really like to vacuum. Like, I like to see the lines on the carpet when I vacuum, so I try not to walk on it.
Make
which
it
is
look,
really strange.
Look like a
like I will walk around
like a baseball stadium.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's really strange. Like, I know this is weird. I understand, but I will vacuum it and then walk around the corners of the room so that I don't mess up the way that it looks.
Nothing weird about that.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's
good.
Why everyone loves the aesthetics of a freshly vacuumed floor. You want to see the line.
See, and I never know when it's going to be something where you guys look at me and go, what are you talking about?
Well, this time you're among friends.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. All right.
How excited he is.
Well, I just thought this makes me feel good. But the one thing I cannot stand cleaning the hardwood floors. It
takes special care.
Yes, because the easy thing is to say, oh, we'll just Swiffer them, basically, which is essentially mopping. But you got to sweep it before you do that. So you're sweeping all this floor, and then you got to come back over it and do the thing. And, man, I just...
And then even if you want the extra shine, there's a little product for that you can put on and do that. Yeah.
And you don't have animals.
Pets. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the big deal at my house. If we don't vacuum and or sweep every single day... you just have tufts of hair blowing around your house.
They build up a bit. And my mutt, who's about 70, 75 pounds, sometimes he wants to get off to a running start on the hardwood, and it takes him a little bit. It looks like a cartoon.
And
he's trying to rev up, and then you look down and go, oh, man. I'm trying to get the scratches off of that. So it's an adventure.
Have you tried the, because I know they make the little robot vacuums that also will mop.
Like a Roomba.
Yeah, Roomba, but it'll also mop as well. And
I've never seen those.
I mean, those are not cheap. And I'm just like, man, because some days I just have to get in my head, okay, you're going to spend the next 2 hours of your life cleaning these damn floors. Because I'm very particular. Like, I see stuff on the floor and it drives me insane. Like, I have a little dustbuster, and I probably spend 20 minutes a day. Like, that wasn't there yesterday.
That's fine.
Yeah, without animals, I bet a Roomba would do you wonders.
Probably would. Maybe we should look into that. But they're a few hundred dollars for the ones that mop. I'm like,
And then you can put a beer on the Roomba and they can have it.
Yeah, it's got to be remote controlled.
Just bring it over to me.
Right.
Whoa.
And then when you're done, you put it back on there.
Right.
You can Roomba it back to the kitchen. Yeah.
To
but
the trash
can. You'll have to get up and put it back in there, but at least you cut out the middleman. No, you're adding the middleman.
Right.
That's
no, the middleman
right,
is coming
right,
into play here.
I could just go to the refrigerator and get the beer myself.
Why would you want to do that?
Yeah, I mean, that's... No,
we're back to your AI robot here.
Yes.
Once we get your AI robot that you may or may not do things with...
The water out of the refrigerator.
It'll clean your house and bring you delicious craft beers.
They can mop my floors, because that's the one thing. Like, laundry doesn't bother me. Cleaning toilets and stuff doesn't bother me. Nothing else. I don't mind any of it, but the mopping of the floors drives me insane.
I kind of like doing the floors for the same reason that I like vacuuming is you can see your progress immediately.
Yeah, you can.
That's true.
We're like, I don't know, maybe it's just my house because I have the two kids and we're stacking up clothes like four outfits a day, but I don't mind putting it in the washer and putting that in the dryer, obviously. But it's the folding and putting up of clothes that I cannot do it.
I can see that with a couple of kids and the laundry haul being considerably more.
You do a kid's load, man. There's like 1,000 pieces of clothes in there.
I know.
Like little babies especially. It's like, good God, how much do you go through a day for a baby?
My daughter is in a phase where she changes, like every time she comes out of her room, she's wearing a different pair of pants.
Yes.
So we're going through like five pairs of pants a day.
Yeah, and just for me personally, I don't mind doing my own laundry. It has never bothered me. But I'm one of those people, as soon as that dryer goes off, I immediately run in there and hang it up immediately.
You don't like the crinkles?
Yeah, I can't handle it.
Do you hang up everything besides like underwear and t-shirts, or do you hang up t-shirts also? Yeah, I do too.
Man, if I didn't hang up t-shirts, I wouldn't need a closet.
Same, yeah.
Well, there are some.
T-shirts and hoodies and that's it.
Like workout t-shirts I don't hang up.
Yeah, I don't either.
But,
I throw those in a little thing.
I call them, my casual t-shirts. Yeah. If I'm wearing them to work, I'm definitely hanging them up. My issue is that I don't know where my wife will keep a lot of her things. So while she is the majority of the time doing the laundry, putting it in, putting it in the dryer, she'll dump it out. I'll fold it. And then I don't know exactly where she wants it to go. And I think she likes her stuff in a particular way. And yeah. I don't care. As long as it's folded, I'll put it up. I'm good. But I think she's a little more particular. And I'll fold it, but I'll just kind of leave it there so she can put it up.
I'm pretty particular in my organization of items.
We have two dressers, and like she's taken over half of what would be my dresser. And that's, I don't even know what goes in which dresser, let alone like what this pair of pants is supposed to be, a hang up pair or is this a folded pair? They all look like yoga pants to me.
Yeah, I just with guys' stuff, I just don't care. So I hang up everything basically. I don't hang up my jeans, but I only have two pair. So once I'm done wearing them for the season, I'll just fold them and put them on a shelf in the closet.
I hang up every single pair of pants that I have.
Yeah,
I wonder how many.
You don't? No, like I have like three pairs of jeans, and I'll have two hanging up, and then I'll wear the other one. But it very rarely does the one that is not like the other two pairs will just stay there until something terrible happens to the one pair. I wash them pretty regularly, but they get worn almost every day.
Yeah, I wash mine at least once a week. Usually once a week. I'm trying to count. I wonder how many non-t-shirts I have.
I haven't done the cleaning out the closet in a while.
Like shirt, non-t-shirts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a dress shirt.
Right.
A collared shirt.
Like
polo
a thermal
shirts,
or
a
shirt.
Not a t-shirt.
Right.
I bet I have five.
Total?
I might be at 10, dude. Like I have like three button-up shirts.
Because basically...
I do realize my numbers are... skewed.
We might have more suits than we have total clothes.
There's no question.
Like girls have.
Just based on your observations of us every day.
You have two pairs of pants.
Yes.
You said you have three, and I'm in the 30s.
You know what? Give me five.
I've suits alone.
I got a couple pairs of chino pants that go along with my three jean.
What?
What's that, Ham?
He's confused about my
chino pants. Yeah.
Who has chino pants?
I do.
And multiple pairs.
Why? How many? Is there only one color of chino pant?
What makes it chino versus jean?
I think it's the same material, but the jean is blue, and the chino pants can be anything, right? Maybe not anything.
I don't know. I consider what I wear jeans, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think yours are jeans, but if they're black, I think they're still a jean, but it is a slightly different material. It's like relaxed dress pants. It's the best way I can describe a chino pant.
It's kind of like a traveler pant.
Yeah.
Not jeans, not slacks, but somewhere in between.
Right.
Okay, so they're typically 100% cotton or cotton blend twill chino pants.
Yeah.
Known for breathability and durability.
They're nice.
Okay.
I wear them to fancy dinners.
I mean, why wouldn't you? I wear what I have, and if somebody doesn't like it, then I always tell them, you're welcome to provide me with another set of clothing.
I think I have two pairs of dress pants for suits.
I would love to expand your your wardrobe. I would love it. I'm not saying go crazy. Like, my closet, I will admit, is ridiculous. It's crazy. Way too much, and I've got to pare down, and if I do pare down, I will feel a lot better. I need to do the spring cleaning of, you haven't worn it in 6 months, just get rid of it because you're not going to wear it. When I do that, I'll feel a little bit better about it. But if I had two pair of pants, I would come to work in my drawers.
You wouldn't even wear the pants?
I could not.
You should at least wear the pants, man.
Just rotate two pair of pants. I couldn't do it. It's not in me, man.
How many pair of shorts do you have? Because I also have two pairs of shorts. But
wear to work shorts?
Yeah. Wear to work shorts. Yeah.
I'm like probably in the 30s or 40s.
That's incredible.
That's crazy.
How is it crazy?
Just give me a pair.
Right. Donate a pair of your shorts.
Wear them. I don't know. I am so particular about clothing.
Same.
Not too particular. You have like three of them.
Right. Because
how is that particular?
That's what I like.
They're the only ones at work.
Right. Exactly.
Well, then won't you buy more of those so you can have it?
I'm not going to pay for this.
I'm with him.
All right, it's 12:33. Lunchtime with the Invasion rolls along. We come back. We'll talk to Monto. Let's have Monto on the mouse next here on The Ticket.